It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, February 7th, 2011. I'm John Moe. Maybe playing video games is actually good for you. Maybe that time spent in battle in Call of Duty or zooming around the world of Super Mario Brothers is really helping you and helping society as well. I know. This is like being told that candy and cigarettes are the healthiest things in the world, which is not all that believable. But Jane McGonigal sees a lot of benefits in gaming. She's an acclaimed game designer and author of Reality is Broken, Why Games Make Us Better and How They Can Change the World. I asked her about one of my favorite games that I've always accepted as a fun waste of time, Halo. It's a series where you bravely fight alongside the rest of humanity against an evil alien alliance. It's fun, and you blow stuff up, which is cool. But Jane says it's about more than that.
You know, in Halo, you are saving humanity, right?
Yes.
That is something we should aspire to do in everyday life. So you could take a look at some really cool games that are available to play now online. There's a game called Fold It and a game called Eterna. These games are created by scientists. And just like Halo, they ask you to save humanity. But what you're doing is you're actually figuring out how to cure cancer or prevent diseases like Alzheimer's. And the way you do it is by playing with molecules in a 3D environment. You're folding proteins or you're designing RNA, sort of building blocks of human life. And then scientists can look at that work and use it to create real medicine or real genetic interventions. As long as you keep trying and applying your creativity and your collaboration, you can actually tackle problems that can save the world, and not just in a fantasy environment.
I think a lot of gamers, you know, gamers probably play games for a lot of different reasons and under a lot of different circumstances because, you know, there's games where you're collaborating with complete strangers on a mission and, you know, in some first-person shooter game or some adventure-oriented games. But then there's other times where you just want to actually detach from life and kind of veg out and throw an angry bird at a castle full of pigs.
I have thrown many an angry bird myself.
As have I. And so how do you harness the good bits of video game play and leave out the sort of unhelpful, you know, to a larger society aspects?
I am so glad you asked that question, because actually the first half of the book is really about what is the value of these games that we play by ourselves or these games that feel like they're just escapist entertainment. You know, I'm not saying that we need to stop playing those games at all. And Angry Birds is a great example. You play this game for just a few minutes and it can actually change your confidence level and change your optimism so that if you play this game for 3 minutes before you take a test at school, before you do a presentation at work, before you try to negotiate a client contract, you are more likely to be successful in achieving those goals just by playing a game for a few minutes. These games can change our ability to do well in the real world. So there is a lot of benefit that comes from playing what you would call ordinary games and being more successful in real life, being healthier, being happier. That's not a trivial way to save the world either. You know, I think game developers could one day receive a Nobel Prize, and part of that could just come from giving people this ability to provoke their positive emotions, build up their relationships, and pursue whatever kind of goals that they have.
We have more of my talk with Jane McGonigal, including her favorite game. That's at our website. You can also sign up for our newsletter there. It's a morning update from me on what's going on in tech. Just find the newsletter link at marketplacetech.org. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
About the popular mapping program Google Earth.
Ah, my kids love that one. They like to zoom in from space all the way to our house.
Apparently it's good for zooming in on archaeological sites as well. David Kennedy and a team of archaeologists at the University of Western Australia have used Google Earth to locate almost 2,000 potential dig sites in Saudi Arabia, including over 1,000 ancient tombs.
Ancient tombs! And if I know my adventure movies, nothing can ever go wrong when you dig up ancient tombs.
Kennedy says it's hard to look for the sites from a plane in Saudi Arabia, but Google Earth makes it easy. The tombs Kennedy found may be up to 9,000 years old.
Ah, it's just like Indiana Jones, but you're sitting at your computer.
And no snakes.
This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.